nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here?
Nothing to see. Nothing to see. Nothing to see. Nothing to see.
You are listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental radio produced at NASCAD University. This episode is entitled Striking Differences.
For the full-time faculty members to our students. We believe contact time between students and full-time faculty is critical for our student experience.
Superstitious. I actually, like, every time that I go back, I help my mom and, like, do readings, like, to people, like, tarot readings. And, yeah, like, she has a friend, like, he's a, we call it, like, brujos. And he does that for a living, like, you know, like, works and, like, readings and, like, dark stuff. So I'm kind of, like, trying to, like, stay away from that. I prefer art, because, like, it's very, you know, like, I know that some people, like, don't believe in anything that is crazy and everything, but, like, you know, like, it's like experiences, you know, and, like, seeing also, like my mom, like, she's very, like, crazy person, so, like, I don't want, like, ended up like that, so that's why I try to, like, follow a different path. But, like, I always, like, love to, like, go back and help her, you know? I always been very emotional and, like, I change a lot. Like, you know, like, sometimes, I don't know, like I said, like, I'm not very good, like, expressing things with words. Like, you know, like, when I feel something, I prefer to, like, show it, like, in art, you know. So I started, like, drawing since I was, like, 12 or 13, because, like, I went to, like, this psychologist, and, like, I didn't speak at all when I was little, like, I was, like, mute, you know. So they used to take me to like classes so I could like start like speaking and stuff like that. So like my psychologist, like my first psychologist, that she was like the nicest person ever. She was so kind. She was like, oh, like you should draw, you know, like, and I always like colors as well, like everything that I do, I guess it's very colorful. So yeah, that's how I started like doing it, and then I just started doing it because it was kind of more of a therapy, you know. Mm-hmm. And then at the end I was just like, oh, like I really like this, like I would like, I would love to do this for a living, you know. And also, like I said, like I feel like art has such a like strong like magical properties, you know. And I like art that can make you like I say, like feel things, you know, like kind of like hypnotize you, like pull you into it, you know, like music and videos, like, you know, like image and sound combined. I think it's the most powerful type of like alchemy, you know, because it really like gets you into your subconscious. So. And at the end, you know, like if you don't believe in witchcraft, like if you want to see it in a psychological way, everything is like suggestion, you know, it's kind of like suggestive, like intention.
Flesh, flesh, flesh. I have in my mind your three possible faces, and you keep taking away my own. I keep my wing smile in case you need to fly somewhere else. I have your voice in your skin that want to be heard and healed. Black cuts that need to be kissed and licked. I have a short period of time to understand what your eyes have to say. But I cannot understand where they're going next.
I will have a world full of faith waiting for you.
If one day you find me sitting in the corner of your mind, I will have a world full of faith waiting for you.
In the hope that you'll bring your flesh.
Come and open my eyes. And find the light. In a world that lacks love. If one day you find me, I will keep my morning spark in the hope that you'll bring your flesh.
Bring your flesh and burn once again to keep us both warm.
Even like Western culture, like in old times, you know, they use a lot of like art to do like magical things, you know, or like, you know, like Egyptians, that everything that they wrote and like draw for them was like a magical sign or like a scripture, you know, and also like for Mayans and like Aztecs, you know, like I feel like it has a lot of like power for sure, like when you show a drawing, you know, like if it's like a very like visceral drawing, like you feel it, you know. Like if it's a very like, you know, like funny drama, like you laugh, you know, so it makes you feel something, you know. Symbols and drawings have a lot of power for sure, yeah. I feel if you make art like in a hateful way, or like in a angry way, it can for sure make people feel it and get hurt for sure, you know, like if you do it like very, very, very like abstract or like dark and like abstract, even it can make you angry and like hurt and you don't even know why, you know. But also like if you do, of course, like propaganda or like, you know, commercials or like, you know, even like movies from like older times that were like very like discriminatory and racist, you know, that if some people see it, of course they're gonna feel angry, you know. So like I said, like images and sound have a lot of power. So like if you show, you know, like a man beating another man, you know, like you're gonna feel something, you know. So I feel like if you can you can use it for sure, like for good purposes. And
faces,
and you keep taking away my own.
And you keep taking away
my
own.
I keep my wings smile in case you need to fly somewhere else.
I keep my wings smile
in
case you need to fly somewhere else.
That wants to be heard and healed. Black
cats
that
you
can be kissed and
like. Your skin.
I have a short period of time to understand what your eyes have to say.
Black cats
that
you
need
to be kissed and like.
But I cannot understand where you're going next.
I have a short
if one day you find me sitting in the corner of
your
mind, your
eyes
I will have a world
say,
full of faith waiting for you. Come and open my eyes.
But I cannot understand
find
where
light
you're going next.
In a world that lacks love. If
from
one day
you
find
me sitting in the corner
I will keep my morning
mind
spark in the hope that you'll bring your flesh.
I will have a world full
and
of faith waiting for you.
Burned once again to keep us both warm.
Come and open my eyes and find the light. In a world that lacks of love, if one day you find me, I will keep my morning spark in the hope that you'll bring your flesh and burn once again to keep us both warm.
I, a recording. Honest, I recorded us in bed this morning, then felt guilty and deleted it. Most of the recording was just the sound of your backyard from your window. The sparrows on the wires. Telephone ringing. If you had discovered the microphone, I would have played dumb. I would say, I forgot to turn it off. I have recorded you in your sleep. Your stomach rumbles. Your breath is shallow. This is what you sound like. These days, I will record everything. Small talk. Taxi rides. Sometimes when we argue, I listen back to find out which of us was right. I keep everything in a folder called Budget, where you never would look. On Canada Day, a child in the park plays the harmonica for us. He gives us a show. You talk about it for a week. You run after the bus. I hear the change in your jacket pocket. You run five steps, get tired and walk. Then, remembering the stakes, starts to run again. A man plucks finger drums on the train. He looks like a sleeper, playing the drum in the dream. Soft, repetitive. I feel like time is always lost. Then you record, and it comes back. You do not like to be recorded. You do not like to be recorded. You still use a flip phone. You put tape over your laptop camera. You do not smile in photos. You're still experiencing it when you record it. It's a different kind of experience. It isn't worth less. I said this to you in the middle of the solstice parade. I listened to the tape. You're still experiencing it when you record it. It's a different kind of experience. It isn't worth less. You said, don't you ever want to let something just happen? Don't you ever want to forget? Years in the future, I will delete these recordings. They will be too painful to keep. By then, we will have grown apart. Our closeness will be strange. In the recordings, we will seem like other people. Or, I will show you the 100 hours of tape. Of you. You will yell and scream about my secrets. I will say, I always enjoyed it the most when you did not know. You will feel vulnerable. But when you listen, you will know why. Because I love you. Until then, I can have you. A whole version of you. More clear and real than you ever were. You said, we trade in stories. This is a story. This is a story. This is a story. This is a story of you.
I have always found that when I record something, say it's my friends on a beach, we take some photos, maybe somebody does a recording, a voice memo on their phone, and then we're leaving, we're driving away, and we look back at the afternoon that we just had, and everyone lights up. And it's exciting to see yourself and to see your friends. And I've always found that when you do that, when you look back at what just happened, in a way, things are more perfect than they were at the time. When you're doing something, there's always the possibility you could be doing something else, right? You're on the beach, but you could be taking a hike, or you could have stayed home. So then when you record it and then listen back to it later, it's more perfect because that's the thing that you did. You didn't go on a hike because you don't have a recording of you going on a hike. You didn't stay home because you don't have any photos of you staying home. You only have the afternoon that you had. And I think that that makes it more perfect, and it makes it more special, and it makes it feel complete. And I think that's important. I do think that that's important to have. And I've found that when I listen to recordings of my friends and I, everyone's jokes sound funnier, everybody's laughs are more charming, and you sometimes pick up stuff that you missed when it actually happened, and even that's better. And in a lot of photos, you can sometimes be a more handsome person or a more beautiful person than you think you are in life, which is a strange thing that you can see yourself and in a way not recognize yourself, because you see yourself and you look completely different. Maybe you look better, sometimes you look worse, most of the time you look worse, but it's a strange thing that you, when you see a photo or a recording of yourself, it does in a lot of ways feel like another person. And I think that that's actually true about other people. When you record a loved one, the recording takes on a life of its own. And I think that that's maybe also why when I revisit my recordings, they feel in some ways better than the lived experience. Because a familiar person can become a new person. They can, in a way, become a stranger. And if they're a stranger, you can fall in love with them again. And I think that that can be a very moving experience.
Into your subconscious. And at the
end, you know, like if you don't believe in witchcraft, like if you want to see it in a psychological way, everything is like suggestion, you know? It's not like suggestive and like intention to a human, so it kind of like messes up your mind.
Do you think that, so do you view the more like magic and art in kind of a similar way?
Yeah, for sure. Well, if you see like different cultures, you know, like even like Western culture, like in you know, like old times, you know, they use a lot of
So I've been out of the house a lot more lately, and recently I was on the bus, I was taking the 9A to Mumford, and this lady walked on with her kid, and she was kind of like trying to guide the little four-year-old boy to this one set, like the kind of like family and disabled set of seats in like the front, like the three bar one, and was trying to guide her kid there. And then her kid, like this little boy, just was not having it and wanted to sit in the back. So he just like, they got on the bus and the mom was like, okay, Timmy, you have to go to this seat over here. And he was just like, I'm gonna go sit in the back. And he just ran like through the bus and hopped on the back seat. And it was so cute, like the cutest thing I think I'd ever seen in my life. My heart was gonna explode. And so it was incredible. Yeah. I mean, I'm not like interested in kids, but I think it was a very like cute experience. I mean, I guess you could say I'm interested in like the cute experiences that you see around town, like in your life, and not so much interested in young children. I think I should really probably sew my mouth shut at this point, because I think I haven't contributed a single positive thing to society through my voice in about 17 years. I think the only good thing that I've contributed with my voice is when I first said dad to my father and he smiled. And that's the only positive thing I've said. Ever since then, I've just wrecked people's lives. I say something and their house falls down.
We recognize the importance of course releases for faculty engaged in research. We are currently able to accommodate requests for research release at the discretion of the Vice President, Academic and Research.
Have been listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental radio produced at NASCAD University. This episode was entitled Striking Differences. It features the voices of Mauricio Gutierrez, Devin Chambers, Mark Hines, Raph McDonald, Aidan McMahon, Ross Unger, and Lil McDonald. The sound design in this episode was by Aidan McMahon and David Clark. The original music was by Ross Unger. Poems in this episode were by Mauricio Cortez. And the section, This Is a Story of You, was produced by Aidan McMahon. Nothing to See Here is produced by David Clark at NASCAD University in Halifax. For more episodes of Nothing to See Here, please search for Nothing to See Here Radio on SoundCloud.com.